The audit report released last week found that more than 30% of Wisconsin prisoners have mental health care needs. Providing that care costs state taxpayers almost $60 million in 2007, and there are no indications the cost is going down. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says the best way to eliminate that cost is to make sure the mentally ill don't end up in prison.
If you really had a good community mental health program that kept people from getting in trouble and ending up in prison because, in some sense, they're in prison because they're mentally ill. If you could keep them out in the first place and keep them in treatment, you might actually reduce the demand for all these mental health services.
The ACLU recently won a federal injunction to force the state to do a better job of delivering medications to mentally ill inmates. Department of Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says he'd like to see an expansion of mental health courts that can divert mentally ill offenders away from prison and into treatment. And he says some prisons have set up special units to reduce the number of days mentally ill inmates end up in segregation for violating prison rules.
We put them in one unit with some fairly tolerant correctional officers that are allowing to have the rules bent a little bit and understanding that it's the mental illness causing the problem. And something amazing has happened. They're behaving. They feel safe, and the segregation days have dropped dramatically.
The public hearing on the inmate mental health audit takes place this Wednesday morning at 11 at the state capitol. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.